BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. Manifestations of the Holy Spirit. The truth that God gives manifestations of the Holy Spirit, that is, spiritual gifts, to every believer for the common good of the church is understood. The Holy Spirit purposely gives the proper and good gift, or gifts could be more than one, to each person as he determines. Verse 7 and verse 11. His determination is correct. Paul lists some of these gifts in verses 8 through 10. However, many have not discovered which gift God's grace has been given to them. How can we determine which gift we have? First, be sure that God will reveal which gift he has given to each of his children to that church children. Do not be anxious about what that gift or gifts are. Second, do not be idle in discovering which gift was given. This may involve gift or talent search questionnaires, as some churches do. The search may include temporarily getting involved with different ministries within the local congregation to see where you fit. Talk to someone you know and trust, asking them what gift they believe you have been given. And pray, always pray as you search. The search can be a fun experience if your mindset is right. Third, when the gift is determined, do not shy away from it. Do not worry or decide it's not what you want or what you like. The gift God gives will be satisfying and gratifying, though it at times will not be easy. Jesus tells his disciples, deny yourself and carry your cross. In one way or another, some verses examples are Matthew 10:38, 16:24, Mark 8:34, and Luke 9:23 and 14:27. Fourth, the possibility exists that the first gift we are given will not be the last, and will not last till the Lord takes us at home. Our first gift could be replaced by another, and then another. Or maybe one will last for our whole life and another one will not. The Spirit may determine to give us a new gift later in life, and the prior gift is no longer needed. We should be ready for change as times change society. Finally, just because God gives you a spiritual gift, do not believe that you will know it all, that you will be perfect at it from the very beginning, and that you will always do very well with that spiritual gift. Every talent has a learning period that ends the day the Lord takes us home. A job well done involves blood falling like sweat from the brow. Change is part of life. The gift we are given and the skills we learn will need adjusting as reality changes with time. I hope to have some links for some examples of a questionnaire to discover what your spiritual gifts are on the webpage freebiblestudyhelp.com. It's not there now, but I hope to have it soon. If not, talk to someone in your congregation.
BBD is sponsored by freebiblestudyhelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.